Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Hear the word of Habakkuk in English. The oracle that the prophet Habakkuk saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not listen, or cry to you violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what he will answer concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain on tablets, so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous shall live by faith. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms. In the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 shores.
When I was in college back in the 80s, probably 82 or 3, an evangelical multimedia presentation on Habakkuk came to my campus. The premise was that the war Habakkuk and the Israelites were caught in was a spiritual war that was going on a cosmic level. The images that went across the screen were modern-day images of an ancient war, giant tanks, bombs, military machinery interspersed with ancient words from the prophet Habakkuk, the ones that we read this morning. Bright graphics, digitalized, painted photos and sounds bombarded our eyes and our ears. It was mind-boggling, mind-blowing. We saw a representation of the tremendous ancient military that the Assyrians had built up from around 745 BC to about 612 BC. Warriors moving from region to region, destroying and devastating everything, burning and displacing families. For 100+ years, the Israelites lived in fear of the Assyrians like this. And then the images on the screen shifted, and we saw the Chaldeans of 612 BC destroy the Assyrians, and the destructive cycle started all over. The small nomadic people of Israel could hardly compete with such destruction. The small nomadic Israelites were caught right in the middle. What could they expect? More grief? Habakkuk prayed. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help? Will you not listen? Or I cry to you, violence. Will you not save? And then, in the midst of his prayer, hope. God replies to Habakkuk with a vision of a time that will come when justice will be served. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by faith. Destruction, yes, but there is hope. The righteous live by their faith. There are times in our lives when we do and will feel this sense of hopelessness and defenselessness, like the Israelites must have had, maybe not quite to that degree. There are parts of the world for which suffering is more than just a feeling. It is a real physical reality. And sometimes it's closer to home than we realize, and I think the pandemic showed that to all of us. How are the righteous to live by faith? Habakkuk knew it was to pray. Through the stories of the disciples, our Gospels prepare us for times that will be suffering just like they had. We see in the Gospels that Jesus knew, even before he and the disciples ended up in Jerusalem, that the disciples themselves would face physical suffering. He knew that when they reached Jerusalem and the trials began, the disciples would be tempted to lose heart and to give up. So Jesus prepared them. The disciples would need to know what Habakkuk knew and what Jesus knew. They would need to know how to pray, how to stay the course, how to seek justice, and how to live by faith despite the suffering. Jesus tells the disciples parables to help them think and to learn how to solve problems. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus tells about a woman who faces daily injustice. They hear how she fights to be heard relentlessly. It's in Luke 18. Jesus told them a parable, and he said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while, he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the judge says. And will not God grant justice to his people, to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This woman in the parable fights to be vindicated by a Roman judge whose only form of justice is deciding who can pay him more money. He cares not what God or other people think. The woman is defenseless, but she does not give up. She becomes so annoying, so resourceful in her persistence, the judge finally relents and gives her what she needs. I'm reminded of a story in Genesis when Jacob does the same thing with God. Jacob goes to see his brother Esau. They've been estranged for years. And the night before he goes, and you have to know, Jacob tricked Esau out of his birthright, so there's a lot of reason for that estrangement. The night before he goes to see Esau, this man comes to where Jacob is camping, and he wrestles with him all night. And Jacob will not let go until he gives him a blessing. And then the man deliberately throws Jacob's joint out of, well, throws his hip out of joint. And eventually the man does bless Jacob, but Jacob never lets go. And the man names Jacob Israel, which means God wrestler. For Jacob had seen the face of God and lived. It's that kind of persistence that the woman had with the judge. It's that kind of prayer that Jesus tells his disciples to cultivate. There are so many people who cry out to the Lord. We sometimes feel that we're caught in the middle of a cosmic war, just like Habakkuk. Someone mentioned to me just last week, it's like we're living in a war, but we can't see an enemy. Systemic struggles are struggles against an enemy we cannot see. And the temptation is to blame everyone, everyone that we can see. But cosmic wars are not solved overnight. And they're not solved by individuals alone. They are solved by prayer together, working together. We must wait upon the Lord. We must be persistent. Do I dare even name some of the people that I know who have been praying? We have a prayer team here in this church who prays every week and even daily for the struggles that we go through here at First Presbyterian. And even into our extended lives. In my past, I knew a woman who was ill, and she couldn't speak out against the theft that was going on around her and the neglect of her caregivers. Her rights for dignity and peace were at times denied. Children who live away from their elderly parents sometimes worry about things like this. Thankfully, because the righteous live by faith, there are groups here in our community, like Faith in Action or Family Services, who can help. Champaign-Urbana has great programs for seniors, but we must remain vigilant. Even in the midst, there are seniors among us who need help, who cry out. And we, the church, through our prayers and our cries, keep the cries of the defenseless and the hopeless loud until God acts. There are homeless who have no mailing address and therefore cannot receive federal aid or child care or fill out an application for a job. And when they can't get a job, they fall into a hopeless cycle of dead ends and sometimes face violence and desperation and crime. And their cries are often silent because we don't live near them or see them, but sometimes we do. We must join their cries and wait upon the Lord. There are impoverished countries who struggle to become a player in this global economy, who are dependent upon the generosity and economic health of the richer, more powerful nations. I know we hear it all the time. Maybe we are the judge. The PCUSA, though, in its mission agencies, stand with them. We have mission partners in Indonesia and South Sudan and Congo and Mexico and Cuba. Our sisters in Cuba are there. And the PCUSA even has more mission agencies that spring up when disasters hit. And we partner with the National Council of Churches and the World Council of Churches and Church World Service. Crop Walk wasn't for no reason. We had it to add to that. We live in a time in which there is huge anti-institutional sentiment, but there is a place for institutions and the institutional church when it comes to the cries of those who cannot be heard. There are moments when the unity of the Christian church really does show itself to be the body of Christ acting in the world. The righteous live by faith. God told Habakkuk to wait. Jesus tells the disciples to wait, but not in a passive way. Wait like this tenacious, persistent woman. Do not lose heart. The disciples needed to know how to pray with a prayer that is constant, badgering, and seeks justice. So do we. When the community comes together in prayer, we give our children the opportunity to know God. Prayer, meditation, and spirituality are all things that are frequently kept quiet and cerebral in our everyday worldly conversations. In our adult world, such things are channeled into private, personal, structured events, even a dinnertime prayer, for which there is very little time. As God's children, we need love and trust to have purpose and learn wisdom and to be known by God. If we come to faith like a child but have no modeling for how to have a relationship with God, how are we to learn? How are we to learn that having a relationship with God is different than magic or different than a social humanitarian action? It's much bigger. It's a relationship. Without this relationship, how are we to stand up against those invisible enemies that assail us? How are we to know that God is present right now? How are we not to lose heart? In the church, through baptism, we enter into this act of praying and waiting as a community actively. We keep it going through each generation that enters into our fold, either through children or adults. Whenever I participate in the sacrament of baptism, and I hope we do soon, I think we will be, I am reminded of our commitment and responsibility to help our baptized live by faith and wait upon the Lord. I am reminded of the building blocks that they need to develop their faith. They need opportunities to develop their imagination, allowing them to bring about new worlds. They also need limits and boundaries. They need Christ. Christ welcomed and loved the children, those young and those young at heart. Through Christ, we can learn to trust. Christ came to fulfill the law and teach its fundamental purpose. Through Christ, we can learn self-control. Christ came to create a new world. Through Christ, we can learn to make wise decisions as whole and integrated persons. Christ came to introduce us to God who loves us. We can be hopeful and passionate about our future in Christ. I found a poem that captures this hopeful waiting. It's called Before the Rain. It was written by Leanne Spidell. She's a poet in Ohio. Minutes before the rain begins, I always waken, listening to the world hold its breath, as if a phone had rung once in a far room, or a door had creaked in the darkness. Perhaps the genes of some forebearer startle me like some tribal warrior keeping watch on some crag beside a lock, miserable in the cold, though I think it's a woman's waiting I have come to know. A loyalist hiding in the woods, muffling the coughing of her child against her linen skirts, her dark head bent over his, her fear spent somewhere else in time, leaving only this waiting. And I hope she escaped with her child, and I suppose she did. If not, I wouldn't be lying here awake, alive, listening for the rain to begin so that she can run, the sound of her footsteps lost, the sight of them blotted away on the path. Stand your watchpost, whether it be in the darkest night in the rain, or as you nurture the child or grandchild in your life, or you help the new immigrant who enters into your community to meet the struggles that life will bring. Write down God's vision as Habakkuk did. The righteous shall live by faith. Pray with hope, do not lose heart. For if the judge who was unrighteous finally gave justice to the nagging woman, so God, who loves us dearly, will even more readily draw near to us. Baptism signifies this promise of God to us. Do not forget your baptism. God loves us and always will love us, even when we are small and despised, children and defenseless, even when we are adults who feel despised and defenseless. God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, gives us love, affection, and nurture. Watch, wait, be hopeful, do not lose heart. We know that our God is a loving God who walks with us. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.